Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Thomas Cook. Now, you're saying to yourself, Niall, it's an English holiday company. Absolutely. But many Irish people are now stranded in countries around the world. Hopefully they're trying to repatriate people back to Ireland and back to the UK as well, after they'd spent a lot of money on their holidays. And unfortunately, Thomas Cook went bust. And one story, one part of the story that got me was, I was in Belfast at the weekend and I happened to be in a shopping centre. There was a Thomas Cook there and I noticed one or two couples sitting at desks with smiles on their faces, holding hands, while the agent was obviously looking up a holiday or a deal for them. And I actually went, I felt like going and saying, are you really selling a holiday to somebody knowing that your company is probably going to go bust tomorrow? And indeed, it actually did. But a distraught bride-to-be has told how she wept after her £5,500, 6,200 euro dream wedding in Cyprus was shattered when Thomas Cook went bust yesterday. And Leanne Rafferty is on the line. Leanne, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Well, it's not a good afternoon, Leanne. Have you heard anything from Thomas Cook yet?
No, nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay, so you were due to get married. You spent 5,500. You're due to fly out from Belfast International Airport to the Mediterranean Island, on October the 2nd. To make final preparations ahead of your marriage on Monday, October the 7th.
Yeah, exactly.
And how many people were planning on going?
There were six of us all together. So we had paid the £5,500, but the other couple had also paid £2,100 for their part of it. So,
right.
You know, nobody has actually contacted any of us to say it's not going ahead. Basically, there's been nothing, just gone. That's it.
So, and is there no hotline number or helpline number?
No, anything. We have contacted him, sent emails. There's just been no reply, nothing.
So it's like everybody's just left the building, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely.
You must be absolutely devastated. This is your wedding, the biggest day of your life. And I'm sorry to, I know I'm kind of rubbing salt in the wound here, but the biggest day of your life. I mean, you've been preparing this, obviously, since the day you got engaged.
Yeah.
You know, and this wonderful, idyllic wedding, you know, on the Mediterranean island. It must have been a beautiful idea, and certainly, and it could still happen, by the way, Leanne, it still could happen.
Yeah.
What, are you hopeful you're going to hear anything, or have you just basically thrown your talent into the ring at this age?
I think our hope of getting married away now, because we really want to still get married on the 7th, so I don't think it's going to happen away. We have spent all morning at home trying to get somebody to marry us on the 7th, so hopefully, we're being very hopeful that hopefully by this afternoon, somebody will be in contact to say that it can happen. For us to having the money to go away again, it's just, you know, you can't just pull that money out of thin air. It's not going to happen.
So. What about all the other stuff you might have spent money on, you know, obviously when you get over there, the wedding itself, for example, photographers, all that kind of stuff?
We had actually paid deposits for the photographer, so it's gone. We had paid a lot of money for the paperwork. It's no longer any good because we're not getting married there. Everything was, our hair and makeup were booked for over there, our meals. Thankfully, I was going to pay it, the balance of it, the day after we arrived. So
that's some consolation, yeah.
But it's just mad, everything.
So
just,
all in, how much do you think you've lost all in?
Well, at the minute, because of what it's cost, like with all our holiday clothes bought, everything's sitting there ready to go. So it's probably, all in, I would say, for us, it's probably been maybe £6,000-7,000, which isn't a big amount for a wedding, but also it's a lot.
No, it is for yourself and Paddy. Paddy Devlin is the man, of course, that you want to marry, and you'll be with him for the rest of your life. And this is just a small hiccup in your life. But in saying that, you know, the money, unfortunately, is gone. I mean, are these companies not meant to be bonded? In respect of, you know, do they not have an escrow account with a certain amount of money in case they ever go bust, like insurance companies, whereby, you know, people can claim back the money?
Well, I think what they're saying is at some stage we'll get the money back, but nobody knows when.
It's a bit late for your wedding, isn't it, I suppose,
You know, there's a lot of speculation, you know, if you've paid by direct debit, you can get back off your bank. That's not the case.
Yeah.
So it's just,
if you pay by credit card as well, you could probably claim back your credit card insurance.
You know, where we didn't, we, you know, just paid it every month, a large amount every month. So it just means now, hopefully, that somebody will get in contact with us and let us know how we start even going about claiming it. But it's not going to be here by the 7th of October. So
no. And in relation to even getting, you know, an alternative flight, but of course your accommodation is paid through Thomas Cook, and I'm pretty sure the hotel haven't got paid from Thomas Cook.
Yeah. Well, we did ask them that. We did send an email yesterday, you know, to see if that was the case. Maybe they'd paid the hotel that we could get another flight, but they didn't reply.
So they probably haven't, is the truth.
No.
They're
not.
And how are yourself and Paddy handling this? Not very well, I imagine.
Oh, no, it's put a lot of stress on us. You know, yesterday was awful. It was an awful day. Even today, kind of waking up thinking, is this really happening? And then between having small children and working and trying to get everything sorted out, you know, now we have to go and try and organise a wedding for home that we didn't want to start with. But
and the kids must be devastated as well, because they were probably all, you have three kids, and they were probably all excited about going and seeing Mammy and Daddy married in the sunshine. And
yeah, you know, it's just awful. The younger kids are only babies, so they don't really understand. But yeah, we're just at the minute, we're just all hands on deck to try and get something sorted for her to get married on the 7th of October. Either way, you know, it's just not what we wanted, but at the minute, that's where it's going to be.
I mean, I was astonished. I was in Castle Court in Belfast the other day, and I passed by Thomas Cook, and I could see there was two couples sitting at desks with the workers there, and they were kind of, I remember looking at one couple and they were kind of holding hands and smiling, so I'm assuming it wasn't bad news. They were obviously trying to book a holiday, and I'm saying, are these people really open the day before everybody knows they're probably going to close down?
Yeah.
And they were probably taking money off people. I just found bizarre.
I actually emailed our wedding advisor on first thing on Friday morning when I seen the news, and she did return the email and did assure me that she would see us in resort next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we kind of went through the weekend thinking, look, you know, maybe it's actually going to be okay. And then just that was it. Sunday night, we were up all night watching the news. So it was just awful.
Yeah, because there was a last-ditch meeting on Sunday night.
Yeah.
But I think everybody knew at that stage it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I think so. You were just watching everything go on, and it was just starting
that
to really
take it must have been like a dagger in your heart when you saw that.
Oh, it was. It was awful. It is awful. You know, it's just, I can't even explain it. It's just, it looks forward to something. You know, we only started to plan this in January, and we had, you know, put everything we had into it, and then you get this close, and then it's just like nothing. But it's the fact that not even an email to say sorry, you know, this is how you go about starting to claim to get your money back. There's been no contact whatsoever. I think I'm more disappointed in that way.
I mean, this has happened to a lot of people to me back in 2010, by the way, with another holiday company that went bust, and we had booked a holiday as well at the time. Thankfully, I had booked it on a credit card. It took about 6 months to get the money back, but in the meantime, had to pay for another trip. But for a lot of people who didn't book it on a credit card or didn't have a holiday insurance, you didn't have a holiday insurance, no?
Well, we actually did have insurance, but because they're set up to package holiday, it's covered by that.
Mm-hmm. But then, of course, look, the insurance and the money is not going to make up for the loss of the wedding. I mean, it might financially repay you some of the money that you paid out, but that's too late.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
No, we'll not get the money back for deposits. We'll not get money back for the paperwork that we had to pay to get a lot. You know, it doesn't make up for the stress of everything. You know, it's not the same. You know, it's just really disheartening. But
well, it doesn't make up for the disappointment. That's the major thing here. I mean, and it's traumatic. I mean, because and I'm going to be sexist here, okay? But every woman, you have this dream of this wonderful, beautiful wedding. I know men dream of it too, but maybe not in quite the same way. But of this wonderful wedding, and you had it all planned, and you were probably running through it in your head over and over again, and you had this image of what it was going to be like. And unfortunately now, I'm not saying Northern Ireland is not a beautiful place to get married in. It is, but it's not the Mediterranean. So that must have been so disappointing for you, that dream and that fantasy that you had, you know, as a woman and a bride-to-be. You know?
Yeah, no, look, it is. You know, it's just a thing. We've worked so hard to save the money for it, and we were all finished, you know, we're all going to finish work on Friday and have Monday and Tuesday, you know, and this was meant to be the week that everything was going to be really chilled out and everything sitting ready to go, and now it's just a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm sorry, Leanne. I really am sorry. And I know you spent yesterday in tears, I believe.
Yeah.
Have you passed that point to this stage? I think the tears will turn to anger soon.
Yeah, well, no, I'm angry that they haven't bothered to contact us. You know, I know so many people have lost their jobs, and that's awful, you know, as I did say on the forum, you know. But the customers didn't cause it either, and it's very unfair the people are saying, you know, it's only a holiday. Well, it wasn't a holiday. It was our wedding. You know, so there's more than, you know, everybody's been affected by it. It's just awful for everybody. But, you know, even a message just to apologise would have been nice, but there's been nothing.
Well, look, I wish you well, and I hope your wedding, wherever it happens, I hope it goes well, and I hope you and Paddy and the kids have a wonderful life together, and I'm sure you will, and I'm sure you look back at this as just one of those things in life that went a little bit wrong for you. But I'm sure you'll have a beautiful wedding day.
Thank you.
And I hope you get your money back, and I hope you get, well, obviously you won't get it all back, but I hope you get most of it back anyway.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right.
Hopefully, but thank you.
All right, Leanne, listen, thank you very much indeed. Thanks.
Bye.
What a very disappointing story, and that was just one of the many, many stories. And by the way, for those who believe it doesn't affect Irish people, it does. Many Irish people booked with Thomas Cook with a view of flying out of Belfast because it's cheaper, you know, of course, than, yeah, well, not always, but certainly it is cheaper sometimes than booking out of Ireland. That if you fly from Belfast, you sometimes get a better deal. It's only up the road. It's 90 minutes up the road up to Belfast Airport. So there are many Irish people around the world at the moment stranded, just like there are many British people because of the closure of Thomas Cook. And they're hoping to repatriate many of those people with their countries, be it Scotland, England, Wales or Ireland. And hopefully they do. But unfortunately for people like Leanne, it's too late. Now, I'm sorry about that. I mean, that's an awful story. It's very disappointing, isn't it?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.